Thank you to Dennis, who has been recording the whole day. We will be putting it onto CD, and Dennis also tells me he can do something called a podcast. Please let me know if MP3 is too modern and we can do audio format on CDs. So if MP3 is a problem, come and see Dennis or I at the end. And just wanted to close with some words that we've written here. Today has never been about the attendance or whether it has been a success or not. The sole aim of today is for the Alkies of the future, that they will have 6 recordings of old timers who in their own words told how AA got to Sunday the 10th of August 2014. So with a touch of sadness, we have no recordings of the pioneer first generation of alcoholics in this area, Tom G, Walter, Jesse, Jimmy A, and many more we often hear mentioned and we've also heard mentioned today. A lot of help and support has gone into today. Belinda of Thames Valley Intergroup, contacting people to contact other people so we could get speakers. Harry, standing up and stating the facts about what today was going to be in a meeting. Thank you all. Once Mick the Ferret gave his backing, the wheels turned. He got Terry on board, who in turn got Anne's support. The only true danger to this old timer's day came from within, from those who wanted it. The alcoholics from the Watlington House Friday and Saturday meetings. The pressure. The hardest decision of all was about the old timers to leave out. One option was 12 speakers over 2 days, not to be this year's option, but maybe next year. This leads on to suggest to all of you next year, why not 12 speakers? Venue, not an issue. We think Watlington House has done proud today, plus there's other venues in the area, but you know, I think today's been great here. And Watlington House obviously has the history with AA in Reading. This leads me, the wording of today's name, Indie Old Timers Day, is to do with no funding came from intergroup or outside the group of 2 meetings, Friday and Saturday AA meetings of Watlington House, have covered all today's costs. Please do feel free to stay and chat afterwards. There's no rush to leave the hall, so please do stay. Non-alcoholics have played major parts in AA's history and present time. They have the last word today. We'll close on the words of Sister Ignatia. A fellow begged her, "Please pray for me." "I will indeed," she replied, "but pray for yourself as well. There is nothing God likes to hear more than a strange voice." From Dr. Bob and the Good Old Timers. Thank you very much. That's it.